Step 8. Making a decision. The final decision about a candidate should have been made a lot easier through your careful planning and preparation. This should have included the following tasks: a review of the job description and completion of the person's specification, the preparation of some competence statements that focus on 1. The essential and 2. The desirable elements in the person's specification, an evaluation of the CVs, preparation of some carefully constructed interview questions that focus on the required and desired competencies, and the preparation of some clear and concise notes from the interview or interviews. After the interviews, it is important to spend some time reflecting upon all of this information to help you make the right decision. Some of the following exercises may also be beneficial. Compare the CV evaluation with the interview notes for the same candidate. Compare both of these against the original person specification. Pay particular attention to how you feel the candidate would perform against the essential attributes. You may also find it helpful to give some ranking or priority to the attributes on the person specification so that you can focus your thoughts on the most important attributes necessary to fulfil the role. To help you compare different candidates, you could draw up a decision matrix. This is done by listing the candidates and then across the top, list each of the attributes you are looking for. You can then give each candidate a score out of 10 or out of 5 against each of the attributes you require. You can then add up those scores, which gives you some type of priority ranking. This method may help to focus your thoughts. However, be careful not to be purely guided by the numbers. It is important to review the results and consider them against any different priorities each of the attributes have. Seek references from previous employers. These requests can be tailored so that they draw more information about specific competencies that you are unsure about. Remember that references could also be sought by telephone as well as in writing. If you are still unable to make a confident decision about a candidate, you may want to consider asking them back for a second interview. The questions can then be targeted to explore certain competencies further. Think also about who should conduct the second interview. Naturally, you will want to ensure that you have taken appropriate steps in order to make the right decision. However, your own feelings and instinct should also be considered as part of the decision-making process. Finally, once you have made your decision, make sure you finish the job properly by remembering to do the following. Issue an offer of employment. Agree a start date. Plan and prepare for the first day of employment. Plan and prepare a suitable induction program. Consider the probationary period. And consider how you will integrate the person into their new team. This concludes the podcast on interviewing skills. I do hope you found this useful, and thank you very much for listening.